Welcome to 51st Dates. I'm your host, Jolie Moore. I now know that hindsight is 20/20. This season, I'm going to share that wisdom with you. In every twice-weekly episode, I'm going to highlight one of my postcards from my Take Note, Stories of Narcissistic Abuse project and the unvarnished truth behind them. A lifetime of gaslighting and abuse are the reasons why my 51st Dates experiment was the unmitigated disaster that it was. I think it was kind of funny, a little bit tragic, but still a mess. Join me as I take on the task of finding out if my future self can forgive that person who lived through abuse and came out of the other side, still searching for a crazy, beautiful love story. Ready? Strap in. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to 51st Dates. It's your host, Jolie Moore. How are you doing? It is February, and I'm already exhausted for the year. But all that said, let's get to card number 27. You're just lazy. My ex begged me to quit my job because he earned 7 times my salary. For the next 10 years, he blamed me for not helping to support our family. So for the 20 years I was married, I worked outside of the home, maybe a total of 5. With my ex, he made working very, very hard. He was upset when I worked any hours that were different from him. He was upset when I was doing some reporting work and I went to meetings at night. It was just very, very hard. I'd get a lot of phone calls about, where are you? When are you coming home? Why are you working so many hours? What are you doing? And this is in the early years of our marriage when I had a bunch of temp jobs. And then worked for myself for a brief period of time. So when I wanted to write, he didn't really like that. I don't know what the barrier was to that. Because I would work and then I'd write, probably because it took too much time for him. So the next thing was that he thought I should start a business. You know, if I was so smart, he said, then I should be able to start a business and then he could join it and then be really successful. I'm going to be honest, except for writing and some other stuff I do, I don't have like a whole bunch of business ideas. Those boss girl go-getters, probably not my personality. So when I was talking about writing, he was like, well, what you should really do is enter the field that you got licensed for. So I did, except that it interfered with time. So we moved to California, and I had to get licensed again. Gotta love the U.S. and the 50 licenses, or 51, I guess. This time I did work more temporary jobs, but it wasn't really paying down the loans I had from law school, which were high. Not compared to now, but high. So I got my first full-time job. It didn't pay that well, but it was super flexible. So I could drive home in the middle of the day. I could walk the dog. I could supervise contractor renovations in our third house, I think. But the moment the loans were paid off, which was like, I remember March of 2008, the pressure set in. He was like, what are you doing? Why are you working? You're not making any money. It's not an important job. And the argument that held the most sway was that he's like, I'm making 7 times what you are, which is true. And, you know, at my tax rate, your earnings are being eaten up by taxes, which far exceed what they would be if you were alone. Also true. So I quit because honestly, I would have rather write and we didn't need the money. What I didn't consider was that he wanted a housewife. He always looked at me. I sort of used to say to him, you know, I'm not like a doll that sits in suspended animation waiting for you to get home. Like, I have my own interests, thoughts, friends, life. So I worked around it. So everything that I did, I only did when he wasn't home. So the hours he wasn't home, I saw friends, I went to the gym, I wrote, I took care of the house, I took care of the pets, so on and so forth. But all of that, every time he came home, he was like, what have you done? And I always felt like I had to have a laundry list of accomplished things in order to justify my existence and him supporting our lifestyle. But he always sort of pushed that I was lazy. So on the one hand, he's like, I don't understand why you're doing anything. You should be out lunching and shopping for designer shit during the day. And the alternative, I was lazy. So he said, you know, it would only be worth it, you being home, if you start a business and you make $1 million a year, or you write and you make $1 million a year. I'm going to tell you, I know a lot of people who make $1 million a year. And you know what they do? They have to work a ton of hours for it. And that was the one thing that wouldn't fly. So I was in this constant double bind. And one of the things I wish, well, I can't go back, is that I didn't realize that I'd be losing out on retirement savings, Social Security credits, all of any sort of career progression or ability to go back and have a career outside of writing. All of those things go away when women exit the workforce. And we really don't talk about how those sort of patriarchal values hamstring women such that leaving a marriage becomes very difficult. Now, look, at this point in my life, I believe all of that is by design. It's like a feature, not a flaw. But if I had a daughter and if I could go back, the one thing that I would not have ever given up was my career outside the home and the ability to completely support myself absent any kind of other income. That said, we are where we are. I made the choices we made, but they weren't made in a vacuum.
I'm Jolie Moore, and this has been 50 First Dates, the podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I hope you'll share, rate, and review it on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others find the crazy, beautiful love stories that I like to share. Also, please hit the subscribe button on your podcast app. If you'd like to know how this project started, my memoir, 50 First Dates, is available wherever books are sold. A link is always included in the show notes. I'm also a romance writer. If you want to know more about my books, please visit joliemoore.com for more information. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Substack at @xojoliemoore. The essays accompanying these postcards are available on Substack. You can also follow me on all social media at the same handle, @xojoliemoore. Thanks for listening, and I'll be in your ears very soon.